Josh, you look back on a game like Friday night, and hopefully at the end of the season, that won't be a highlight of the year, but important to get the 2 points in March. You don't win premierships here, but important to get the 2 points on the board.
Oh, definitely. You know, we want to build the foundation to a good year, and you know, like I said before, that you got to win those ugly wins, and you know, we'll take the 2 points any way we can. But you know, I thought the main thing was that our defence held up strong, and you know, they had a lot more sets than us, and we were allowed to hold them out and no tries. So. A lot of confidence comes out of that game, but you know, we're going to hopefully put it together next Friday.
You must have been happy with the fact you mentioned no tries conceded when you compare that to the opening round, and the floodgates opened, particularly in that second half. So to peg back the defence would have been a key improvement in week two.
Oh, definitely. You know, there was a stage in that first game, I think it was 50 minutes before, you know, I think it was 8-2 or something. You know, there was only one try in it, so... you know, we're going good for the first game as well, but just let it slip. Where in the second game, I thought that we held strong, and you know, just wanted to complete, you know, compete those little things. So you know, we're still getting away a lot of ball and dropping a lot of ball, which is, you know, putting us under a lot of pressure as well.
Defence seems to have been the theme in the first 2 weeks. Has that been the message from Wayne, that the attack will come and the points will come? Further into the season, it's important to lay a foundation of defence at the very beginning.
Oh, definitely. You know, defence wins games, and. You know, I think it's proven statistic that the best defensive team in the grand is always in the grand final, you know. So, you know, we want to pride ourselves on having good defence, especially at home. You know, we've probably been a bit guilty in the past of letting games go and not defending for the whole 80. So that's what we're trying to do this year, is just, you know, have a good, you know, good, strong core defence.
You mentioned that tendency, particularly last year, of letting games go near the end. So to be able to play through to the whistle last night and secure a win must be a big confidence boost, particularly for those boys around last year and have probably a few of those scars around from those losses.
Oh, definitely. You know, a lot of the boys were real big during the game as well, talking about, you know, competing, and, you know, we just want to compete hard this year and in every play. So, you know, our boys are going to take a lot of confidence out of that, and we had a lot of rookies too, which will be good.
Talk about those rookies, a guy like Jonathan Gowie, who's going to be probably here with you at the club for a long time to come in the front row, hopefully. Good for him to get exposure at NRL level. He's got a huge future ahead of him.
Oh, definitely, mate. He, you know, he's a 20-year-old, I think, so you know, great opportunity for him to play against a world-class forward pack too in the Sharkies, and he held his own, and he's only going to get better with time. So I think Wayne's been really patient with him, but you know, it was just great to see him out there and mixing up with the older boys.
A guy at the other end of his career is Sammy Thorday. He was really good off the bench on Friday night. Does that, I guess, that move from the coach A put everyone on notice, but it's exactly what you want to see from someone who gets put back to the bench. They come out, they're hungry. I mean, his chase for that second try was crucial.
Oh, definitely. You know, Sammy, you know, general and professional, and I wouldn't say he's at the end of his career, but he's a bit older. You know, Sammy, he didn't change a beat all week, and you wouldn't even notice that, you know, something like that had happened. So I think he still played 60, 65 minutes, the same amount of minutes he played anyway, just come off the bench. So he really brought an added spark to the game, and I thought, you know, Sammy was, you know, like, he's a big reason we won that game. So, you know, he's a leader in this team, and we all look to him to lead.
Look forward to Friday night's game. It's always something special to play a derby against the Cowboys at Suncorp Stadium.
Oh, mate, it's one of my favourite games of the year. You know, it's always big, and there's always, you know, packed house, you know, 40, 50,000. So, you know, you never expect anything less against them, and it always seems to be one of those games that just really goes down the wire. So, you know, we're excited about the game, but, you know, we just want to play some good footy and get a good win at home.
Expecting a bit of an ambush, I mean, even more so than usual in a derby. They're coming off two losses. They start the year with two home games. A lot of people wouldn't have expected them to be 0-2 at this stage. They'll be really hungry to come out and put in a big performance.
Oh, definitely, mate. I think we always expect the best out of the Cowboys. It's hard to think anything less from the team that they are. They're such a quality, and, you know, they're a real contender this year. So, you know, we're expecting them to come down, fired up, and, you know, full of fire and ready to play some footy.
And it's a great game for you personally always to pit yourself against some of the best front rowers in the comp. You've got Aussie front rowers like Tarmow and Scott, one of your old mentors here from the Broncos, and Benny Hannett, and some real young forwards like Tamalolo and Kalepi Tonganarra as well, who are big boys. So for that forward battle, it's always a great game.
Oh, always. You know, Matty Scott is probably, you know, one of the best props, if not the best in the world. And Tarmow, you know, he's come back from injury, but he's starting to get going again. And Benny Hannett's just like an ultimate professional as well. So, and you've got those guys and those young fellows who are just powerhouses. So you know, we're excited about the challenge, but, you know, we're just going to try and contain them and give our halves a bit of room to move as well.
Josh, just finally, there's been a lot of talk out of the Cowboys' loss on Saturday about the attention that was paid to Jonathan Thurston, whether or not it was in the spirit of the game. And it's, it always is a fine line to be aggressive and to be able to shut a player like that down, but play within the rules. You're one of the enforcers in this team. How do you strike that balance?
Oh, it is a hard balance, but, you know, Thurston's professional and, you know, sometimes you get those games. You know, I think some of those things were probably unlucky and some of them probably weren't in the spirit of, you know, of the game. But, you know, I'm sure, you know, Bo Scott and Jeremy Swift, and they're just competitors, mate, and they want to win. And sometimes you put your team first and you got to do things. They obviously showed in the game, they got the win. So, you know, it's a fine line that you got to walk, but, you know, sometimes you can go past it and sometimes you don't push it hard enough. So, you know, it is a game, it's a physical game, and, you know, everybody's competing to win. So at the end of the day, I think it's just footy, and, you know, as long as it stays on the field, that's it.
Well, should be another great chapter in the Queensland Derby on Friday night. Best luck for the game.
Thanks, mate. Cheers for having me.